Hey, my friend, we covered the seven hermetic principles pretty in detail during week two. So I just want to touch base on the seven hermetic principles. Things that you can do is just pay attention to when you see the hermetic principles in play. You know, when do you see mentalism taking hold where something is happening, and it could be within yourself where you're learning this, where something is happening and you shift, or you see somebody else shift their mental perception of it, and then the outcome is very different than what you normally would have noticed happen. Or even in the negative, if somebody has a negative mindset, watch the events unravel after they portray or protrude that negative mindset. So really pay attention to how you see these principles come about. You know, the correspondence, the vibration, the polarities, the rhythms, all of it, the cause and effect. Like, I really noticed that one. Even gender. It talks about gender, but as I talked about in the teaching, it's not about male, female, but about the masculine and feminine energies. So where do you see the more feminine energy in some of your male colleagues? Where do you see some of the masculine energy in some of your female colleagues? Like, really look at it and see it play out and see who has the most balance. And just notice, just become aware. And share in the community what you discover, what you've noticed. Because that's the key, is noticing, becoming aware. And then we're going to get into small shifting as we carry on, and that's coming up next. So pay attention to what's happening. Can you see it? Can you label it? And just work that muscle and see how you make out. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.